Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past week in our Now Playing series, we looked at the movie Wicked for Good. And one of the primary themes throughout the movie is this idea of good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lie. And one of the main takeaways during our message was that there is an objective standard for good and for evil. In the movie, there's this conversation that takes place between Elphaba and the Wizard of Oz, where he explains to her how he became beloved by the people of Oz and how they now call him wonderful. And Elphaba says, well, it's because you've lied to them. To which he responds, the truth is not a thing of fact or reason. The truth is just what everyone agrees on. You see, we live in a world today that is very confused when it comes to good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lie. There are so many competing thoughts and opinions and ideas, even among those who claim to be Christians. And every person seems to view things through their own unique perspective, which is shaped by their experiences, their upbringing, their education, their religion. And so the question is, can we really know what is good and true and right? Like, is there an objective standard and reality for these things, or are they simply up to everyone's interpretation and personal preference? You see, the dominant viewpoint in our culture today is moral relativism. Moral relativism is the belief that morality is not objective or universal, but instead, it's relative. And it's subject to cultural, societal, and individual viewpoints and perspectives. This is where we get statements like my truth and your truth, where what is true and right for me may not be true and right for you because truth and morality are reduced to personal feelings and opinions. And really, the heart behind moral relativism is this desire for autonomy. You know, people will often say it's about being empathetic and tolerant and not wanting to offend anyone. But if you dig beneath the surface, what you find is that people want the freedom to decide what is true and right for their own life. They don't want to be governed by someone else or something else. They don't want to be held accountable to some external standard. They want to piece together their own version of truth based on what feels good and what feels right to them. And Paul, he talks about this in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." Paul says that a time is coming when people are going to reject objective truth. They won't put up with sound doctrine and sound teaching. Instead, they will listen to whatever they want to hear. They'll turn away from truth and pursue lies that suit their own feelings and desires and narratives. I mean, this is the world that we're living in today. But here's the problem. Here's the challenge with moral relativism. If it's taken to its logical conclusion, it falls short. Because with this viewpoint, with this worldview, you can't actually accuse other people of wrongdoing. You can't complain about the problem of evil. You can't make charges of unfairness or injustice in our world because in order to even have a conversation about good and evil and right and wrong, there has to be an objective standard that you are comparing to. And you see, as Christians, as believers, we believe that our objective standard comes from God alone. That God has given us a clear standard for good and evil through his moral law. And because God's law is derived from his character, we know that it is good and that it's perfect. And because God is unchanging, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then we know that his standard for good and evil and right and wrong, it doesn't change based on our culture's feelings or desires or opinions. It is an unchanging universal standard for right and wrong, for good and for evil. And so for, I wonder for you today, where do you get your standard for truth? How do you determine what is right and what is wrong? Is your definition for truth and for goodness and for what is right based on your own feelings and opinions? Or is there an objective standard that you determine it by? God has given us through His word and through His law a clear objective standard for good and for evil, for right and wrong, and for truth and for lies. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the truth of your word, the truth of your law that is clear, that is unchanging, that is perfect, and that's good, because we know, God, that it is rooted in who you are, a good heavenly Father, God, who does not change, who remains the same. And so, Lord, as those who love you and follow you, God, I pray that we would anchor our life and our opinions and our thoughts and our perspectives not to our culture, not to politics, not to social media, but to the truth of your word, to the objective standard, God, that you have laid out for good and evil, for right and wrong, and for truth and for lies. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth and for your promises. And we ask all of this, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.